Welcome, friends, to our final mini episode in our Holy Week series. This is Easter. We have arrived at the resurrection moment in our story, and we've taken that journey from Palm Sunday through Maundy Thursday, Good Friday. We talked a little bit about the Easter Vigil with Jacob Bries, and now here we are at the full celebration of Easter Sunday. Luke?
Yeah, popping bottles and bring out the kick drum.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Put the drums back on stage, and we can have a real church service.
Let's get
now.
Loud.
Let's get loud. Fast and loud.
Quite the opposite. We're going to do quite the opposite today.
Luke, the hymn that you've retuned for Easter might catch some people off guard because it's, as you call it, it's melancholy or it's sad music.
Yeah.
Which is maybe counterintuitive to some people for Easter Sunday, but I really feel like it bridges a gap for us. We're going from Good Friday into the Easter celebration, and this version of Lo, in the Grave He Lay sort of bridges that gap. In that moment in the gospel narrative when the resurrection of Christ is announced to the disciples, the women come back from the tomb and they tell the disciples he's not there. We don't have a version of the story that's like the end of the Super Bowl or, you know, a moon landing at NASA or whatever, where everybody's high-fiving and jumping around. There's this moment of sort of disoriented confusion. And I imagine for most people, it was just really knocked the disciples off balance. We don't really fit that part of the story into our narrative when we do the Holy Week and Easter.
Yeah, like our liturgical narrative.
Yeah, our liturgical narrative.
Practice.
We talk about it when we read the story, but how we bear that out in our liturgical practice, I don't think, at least for me, hasn't really been a thing. This hymn, to me, does that really well because it's a crescendo the whole time. You're building musically as you go along. You're getting more intense, and you're pushing us into celebration. And I think that's what happened through the announcement of the resurrection is this feeling of not really sure, is this, you know, real? And then Peter and John coming to the tomb and seeing the grave clothes there and all of those things and realizing he has risen, you know, then the celebration and, and all of those things.
You know, so I wasn't thinking those things consciously when I retuned this hymn. I retuned it years ago. What I would say, there's a guy in our worship leader community that we talk about all the time, a guy named Neil, who at our most recent gathering used this phrase, and I love it. He said, melancholy is my jam. And that's true for me too. I think that's true for a lot of our worship leaders, is that we're just kind of bent towards slower, more melancholy sounds. And so that was true of me, but I've always been fascinated. There's a lyric in an old Kidman's Call song that I've always loved, where they say it's like that long Saturday between your death and the rising day, when no one wrote a word and wondered, is this the end? And I've always been fascinated with that Saturday. And so what I think about now when I listen to this, especially talking to you, is that realization, that moment of realizing Jesus has risen, two things. One, it comes at probably the most emotionally exhausted time in the life of these men. I mean, like, they could not have been more probably in a darker place than they were when they received that news. Mm-hmm. And what I think is that the second thing is that their response to that would probably not, like you said, it would not be jumping up and down and yelling and high-fiving. It would be like broken on the ground, weeping.
Yeah.
And that's what this song feels like to me. It's that at the end of your rope, at the end of, you know, hope is gone, hope is lost. And then you realize like he is alive. Yeah. I don't know where he is, but he is alive.
Yeah.
And to me, the response to that for me would be broken weeping. It would be on my knees, on the ground,
absolutely,
with no words to express what I feel.
Just the exhausted relief of the entire thing, you know, coming, culminating in that moment.
And just the fear of God, of like, that is the moment that they're realizing fully who it is that they've spent the last 3 years with, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so it's an incredibly hopeful lyric. And what's funny is the original version of this hymn kind of has the same thing. I mean, like, the verses are very melancholy. They're very slow and sad and somber. And then the chorus is this kind of corny, up from the grave, you know, it's
really
it's,
triumphant.
And I never liked singing that song when I was a kid growing up because of that. I was just like, this part just feels so hokey.
Yeah. Easter has to be the most ubiquitous celebration that we have in the church. And it's very easy to find stacks and stacks and stacks of hymns and songs and all sorts of things to celebrate. And it wouldn't be very difficult to play a song for our listeners that's a real fast, upbeat, triumphant resurrection song. And those things are important and should absolutely be a part of not just Easter Sunday, but every Sunday, because as Christians, we celebrate the resurrection every Sunday. But this hymn, for me, really adds to the richness of the Holy Week and Easter narrative by giving me that crescendo into, you know, it's the sunrise sort of moment where climbing that hill and realizing the glory of the resurrected Christ. So I really like how the hymn turned out. I've always loved your version of this song, and I'm excited to share it with our listeners today. This episode is kind of the end of our little series of mini Holy Week and Easter episodes here. Next month, we'll be back on our normal format, monthly schedule, and all those sorts of things. We're thankful to all of our friends and listeners who have been a part of this conversation as we've done these quick episodes each week. We hope that these hymns become a part of your worship life and a part of your church. But more than anything else, we hope that, as always, our conversation here pushes you into exploring hymnals and exploring hymn retuning and incorporating more of this language with your church. And we are just grateful to have you along in this conversation.
Yeah, and we'd love to have you guys follow along with us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Hymnistry. You can also subscribe, rate, and review the show in iTunes or Google Play, wherever you are listening to the show. And now, this is my version of Low in the Grave He Lay.
Low in the grave he lay. Jesus, my Savior, awaiting the coming day. Jesus, my Lord, up from the grave He arose with a mighty triumph. Jesus, my Lord.